Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 546 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I am joined via Skype by actor Scott Stewart, affectionately known to the IDS and to me as Pop. And we're going to discuss Pop's role in Fiddler on the Roof for Red Mountain Theater Company down in Birmingham, Alabama. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers, I'm joined in transit. Oh, I'm not in transit, but he's in transit. Actor Scott Stewart, officially known as Pop, of course, to IDSers and to me. Welcome, Scott. How are you? You're going down to Birmingham, Alabama. You were doing some Fiddler on the Roof, correct?
That is correct. We have a performance tonight, so I'm headed back to move back for a week.
Move back for a week. All right, so tell me a little bit about what role you're playing. And so you're is it Laser Wolf and then you're understudy for Tevi? Is that how that works?
That's correct, yeah. I'm one of my best friends from down there, a guy that I've been acting with since 88, is playing Tevye. So I decided I'd love to work with him again. We don't get too often. So I went down to audition for Laser Wolf and was also assigned the understudy for Tevye with the Red Mountain Theater Company as the outfit down there.
Cool. So is this the first show you've had with the Red Mountain Theater Company?
It is. I've done several productions in Birmingham, but this is my first one with Red Mountain.
So how's it working with those folks? They're old-time friends of the show.
It has been great. Bill is the director, and he is the artistic director for Red Mountain, but doesn't direct every production. But he's with us, and it has been a treat and a learning experience to work with him. He's a very intense director. So with any director, you've got to kind of learn how they do their stew. And it's been an eye-opener working with him. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Well, good. So how's the show going? I mean, how's the show going? Because you've opened, yes?
Yeah, we just opened on Friday. So we've had our first weekend, and it was a great houses. Every performance, we do two on Saturdays, Sunday matinees, and then we also do two on Wednesdays. And then the nights, we do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. So there's eight shows a week. It's just like running a show on Broadway.
Right. Well,
and tonight's performance is going to be very interesting. It's a sensory performance. So it's geared more for patrons that might have autism or other learning problems, and so they keep the house lights at about half or a little brighter, and some of the sound effects are turned down, and the microphones are maybe not as loud as they would be, and so it gives folks a chance that normally might not get to go to live theater, a chance to go and not, you know, enjoy that. But we're also been warned as actors that, you know, we might hear some things or see some things we don't normally see from an audience, where sometimes they'll get up and move about or dance in the aisles or talk back to us. We don't know, but we're getting there a little early tonight to get a little bit more update on what to expect with the sensory performance tonight.
Well, that sounds very intriguing. I've noticed a lot of theater companies have kind of made room for that, but this is the first confirmed performance that I've known that is specifically geared towards that.
I'm excited about it.
Why do you think Fiddler is still kicking after all these years?
I think it's just because even though, you know, it's, at least about 50 years old, I think, you know, it's set in about 1905, but the themes of it are still just as relevant now as when it was written. And, you know, a lot about family, of course, about tradition, about love. And so and the music is great. You know, I don't find it dated at all. People just still relate to it in so many ways. And in some ways, it's even more relatable now in some of the current political environment that we're in.
Right, right. Is this your first, this isn't your first time with Fiddler, is it?
No, it's actually my third. When I was in high school, I performed at the junior college as the innkeeper. And then about 13 years ago, I played Tevye. And now I'm revisiting again, playing Laser Wolf. So each time I come back, I'm an older character in the show, so I guess the only one left for me will be Rabbi next time I do it.
So what's it like approaching a script with more miles on the tires, as they say?
As far as the process, it's still the same for me, you know, just the memorization and all, learning the lines. But from the characters, it's definitely a little different each time I come into it. You know, with just the life experiences I've had and where I am at 54 now, which is actually probably is considered old age in the 1905 Russia.
Right.
I would have definitely been one of the more senior people in the town. Life expectancy was not all that great back then.
Right. All right. So what's been the, would you say your, challenge for this time around?
I'm not sure what it would be.
Well, did you have a specific, like, I really want to try this time now that I get to play this character this time again? Were there any thoughts like
well,
that?
Not really. It's fun, kind of fun being able to sing the other side of the big number to life, which I've done before, but now I'm getting to harmonize from a different standpoint and seeing the other side of it has been fun. I wouldn't call it a great challenge, but it has been one of the highlights. And it is a big highlight of the show. The dancers that we have for the Russian dancers are incredible. And the production values on them with this company are just stellar. And I still am amazed. And I get to see photographs and videos that people have taken, and I'm always amazed at what it looks like from the house, because, you know, seeing it from backstage and on stage, it always looks completely different.
Yeah. So how long do you run?
We run until the 25th of June, so I've got two more weeks that I'll be moving to Birmingham on Tuesdays and then back on Sundays to get all my chores done and then head back. And as always, my dog Rufus is traveling with me. In fact, he hangs out backstage, and I even considered letting him stay home this time, but I figured the cast would revolt and hate me if he wasn't around. And there's a slight chance he might even make a cameo in the production. The director has talked about it, so we're going to work on that and see if he's willing to come out and appear upon the boards with us.
Well, I don't know. You might have to up his pay, you know.
That's true. They'll want demand more pepperoni.
So they get. How can we get tickets? Do you? We can go through.
The website is redmountaintheater.org, and I cannot recall the phone number. I apologize for that.
That's all right.
But they have a great ticketing system, and group. I know they have group discounts and all. People want to get together and take a big bus down.
Cool. So again, we Red Mountain Theater Company.org. Is that correct?
Org, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. You're running through June 25th, and it shows Tuesday.
Shows are Tuesday through Sunday, with matinees on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right. Well, there you have it, Ideas. Well, thanks so much, man. I'm gonna cut it short so that you can focus solely on driving. She's going down the road. But I do appreciate
your
time.
Thank you much, John.
All right. Thank you.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
Bye.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun. If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Pop for chatting with me while he was driving. So thanks, thanks for braving the highways and talking with the IDS actor Scott Stewart. Ticket information we discussed at the bottom of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at @inexplicableDS, at capital I, inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week is our second installment of the IDS Summer Rep, and it is the June edition. And we're trying it first. We are going to saddle them up, y'all, and we're going to do a Western. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnitude. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.